We are excited to have the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus joining us in the studio this morning. Good morning, guys.
How's it going?
Good morning.
What's up? You guys are remarkably awake.
We are early risers. We like to get up super early and do stuff early in the day. And then the midday is the struggle.
Yeah, to get through.
Which was convenient for our line of work.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden we're back up and at it until late night. And then it's interesting.
I'm kind of impressed. Like when you say you're an early riser, for most bands that means you're up by 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean for you guys?
We're like 4 or 5 a.m. or
really?
Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. I would have think that's just when you're going to bed.
No, that's usually around 1 or 2.
Yeah,
we
all
sleep
right.
for a few hours and then...
Yeah, everybody's different in the band, but the Winter Brothers are up
yeah,
up
you
early.
Guys are up very early.
Oh, so do you guys sleep in the middle of the day? Or do you just sleep for like 3 or 4 hours?
We both have really weird... it's some kind of chemical gene. Our grandfather had the same thing.
Which really?
Is, we have you weird, just don't require as much sleep? Or
it's like a form of hyperinsomnia where you don't get sustained REM. So you get, you know, anywhere. He's from anywhere from 2 to 3. I'm 1 to 2 hours of sustained sleep, and then that's it. That's and it. You're fully charged and ready to go.
That's amazing.
Okay, is that good?
I feel fine. It drives my wife crazy.
Yeah. That blows my mind because that's like my neighbor. He drives me insane. He's like...
he's just your neighbor.
No. Like, he's like 60, and he is... Like, he's
always
the most
up?
Active, like, whatever guy. And I was talking to him the other day. He's like, yeah, now I just get up. He gets up at 3 a.m., runs 2 or 3 miles, mm-hmm. goes to the gym, and he goes to work early for fun. And I'm just like, dude, like, I...
We get 6 hours, and we're still dead. It's like, we still need more.
Dragging myself to work, and when I get done, I just want to nap all day. Like, who is this guy? But that's you guys.
Yep, we're weird. We've definitely. Always been that way, though.
So, okay, like, even going back to, like... junior high, high school, elementary school, just little to no sleep?
It's as far as my memory goes. Even our grandmother has talked about when we were younger, when we were going to bed, we were always restless, like, here we go. And then, like, hours would go by, and we'd be like, hey, you awake?
Yep.
And, like, we'd, like, get up
awake.
And try to sneak around. You know?
I remember that.
We'd read comics, and we'd hear grandpa, you know, he'd catch us wrestling in the middle of the night, and we'd jump back in bed.
No one's believing you when you say, like, hey, I really just can't sleep. And then finally it's like, no, you have that.
Yeah. And he had a form of it as well. Like Ronnie said, it's some sort of genetic combo. We've got it from both ends. And then it just, you know, made it exponentially worse.
Well, if you've been a fan of Red Jumpsuit forever and you're like, they always seem so energized, then this is where this is.
Yeah. I mean, you guys realize if we both died, like hit 75 and just died, you guys will have lived like a whole lifetime more than I have.
I have thought of that, actually.
That's amazing.
And we do a lot of our writing sometimes in the middle of the night or recording, too. So it's I think you do get more out of life, but at the same point in time, I just can't lay in a bed for too long. Like my you know, some people, when they don't sleep long enough, their back hurts.
Yeah.
When I sleep too long, my back hurts.
Okay, yeah.
Very weird.
Man, I just...
You're missing out. It's great.
Well, everybody says
great
that. The rest of the world. The rest of the world says
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
Yeah.
No, Nikki, I want one. I'll
you
take
want
this.
That?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you
all
kidding
right.
me? I'm
coming
tired.
From the man who's usually laying on the floor napping.
I know. I'm tired all the time. I write love songs to my bed. Like, I'm always wanting to get back to it.
My wife made me buy one of those crazy expensive, like, you know, squish,
sleep number?
Squish beds.
Or no, okay, the... We
memory
have,
foam?
Yeah, the memory foam.
Yes, and man, it's a total difference. I don't know. I really like it a lot, but I never would have thought I would have bought a bed for the same price of a car.
Yes.
Not from my neighborhood.
Yeah, that's true.
But so it's one of those things where you can get up and she doesn't know that you've gotten up because it absorbs all the...
Yes.
Okay, right on.
That worth could be penny. A wise investment for me.
Worth yes, I know. You need to look into that. You guys could have gone in and got a deal on if you buy 2 sets.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm... Amazed.
Blown away, I had no idea.
Ronnie and Randy from the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus living twice as much life as you are. And that's not a metaphor.
No, it really is.
It's real.
Really, really.
The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus in the studio this morning. So you guys are getting ready to go on hiatus.
That's correct.
before we talk about the hiatus, I got to get back to the sleep thing. If you guys are telling me you're putting the band on hiatus and you're up 22 hours a day, what are you going
to
do
to fill that time up?
That's a fantastic question. Yes, my wife Angela and I found out we're having a boy.
Aww. Okay, congratulations.
His name's Wolfgang.
Yes.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yep, that's right.
And we're both composers and engineers, so we figured we'd carry on the legacy. But, you know, we were talking about it this morning. We've gone 10 years strong since this album came out. We've never actually taken a break.
Okay.
So it's just one of those things where, you know, we're not ending anything. It's not gone forever. We're not breaking up. Nobody's getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be around for my son. You know, I want to be there. I want to watch him take his first steps. I want to hear him say daddy. I want to hear him say mommy. And over the years, I've met a lot of friends of mine that have had kids that have missed those moments.
Sure.
And I never really could relate because I didn't have a child. And now it's something that bothers me. I don't want to resent the band.
Yeah.
You know, I love the band. I love that God gave us the ability to carry our message through our music and specifically our live show. It's better even to be able to share testimony on stage on the mic live and have people see it for real than you can ever pull off in a video, in my opinion. And that's fantastic. So I never want to let go of that permanently.
Yeah.
And neither does the rest of the band. But I also don't want to sacrifice these moments, these times that I can never get back, you know, because the more and more I talk to our little brother, Eric, there's Randy, obviously, I'm the middle kid, and then we have a younger brother, Eric. He just had a child. His name's Elijah. And, you know, I've been texting him back and forth and asking him dad tips and this and that. And it's,
yeah.
You know, I just want to be there. Yeah. I want to be there. So at least for that first year, year and a half, you know, we might do, there's going to be a couple little surprise things. But for the most part, if you've been following our career, the rigorous touring, the constantly releasing of new singles,
uh-huh.
the constantly releasing of new videos and this and that, that's going to slow down for about a year and a half.
Okay.
But I think it's nice. It's a good time for bands to be able to have the ability to do that compared to even so many years ago where social networking wise, you're still connected with them and they're still able to be a part of the band even if you're not doing that aggressive touring like you were mentioning where back in the day it was probably harder. It's like where the band go, but now you can still connect with people.
And, you know, Randy, he runs all of our social media, my brother. So, like, you know, we don't use a PR company or we don't subcontract out. And try to, you know, boost up our stats or anything like this. It all runs through Randy. So believe it or not, when you contact us through all of the things that I don't even know what they're called, you're probably getting him somehow, some way, which is kind of cool. And he's always doing like little updates and keeping everybody updated on what's going on. So it is officially a hiatus, but really it's just something that, you know, it's been 10 years. It's time to just take a break.
Yeah, breather.
Well, and you know, the thing that's cool too is like when you get a chance to take a break, and you give yourself some room to breathe, I've found that it's one of those things that first you're like, you know what? I'm not doing this. I'm done. I'm out, whatever. But then it doesn't take long before you start going back to it and going like, oh, I've got an idea for this. Or would it be cool if we did that? And when it starts to kind of come naturally like that, I like that sometimes because oftentimes
it's been a long time. Yeah.
When you're in a room and you're like, all right, we need an idea. Who's got an idea? But when you get it, they start coming to you. And you're not trying to squeeze them out. Like that can be a great thing.
You know, let's be honest. There's a lot of young bands out there who are better than we are. So, you know, you got to pass the torch. You know,
teach them the way and let them have fun.
And that's okay. You know, that's everything in life is cyclical. And we can always continue to write and record music as long as we want. We have that ability. You know, we can be 60 years old if we want. We can put a song out. It doesn't matter if anybody likes it or not. If you're really doing it for the right reason, then there's nothing that can ever really stop you.
Sure. Now, Randy, what about you? Like, he's going to raise a kid. What are you going to do with your 22 hours a day?
It's really simple for me. Like he said, we're engineers. So the second I fall asleep, when I do sleep, I hear music. And a lot of times I write music in my sleep. So I choose to either get up and record what I'm hearing at that moment or sleep, and sometimes you lose a song because you were not motivated enough, or sometimes you gain a song.
Sure.
So I'm going to be doing a lot of stockpiling for the next album and maybe some other endeavors that we may be getting involved in, you know.
Okay.
So they're just stay busy.
Oh, yeah, no, it sounds like it.
Yeah, we're not doing nothing. We're just not going to tour dog the whole time. I started this transition about 4 years ago when we left the mainstream. you know, the secular mainstream situation that we were stuck in for so long. And, you know, just in the future, we really just want to stay where we feel welcome, which is more so the Christian world when it comes to the music. And that's not always easy to do. And it's a slow process. It's been about 4 or 5 years now of us fully, you know, transitioning over. So inevitably, we'd like to only play those shows.
Mm.
But to supplement income, to literally put food in our mouths,
sure,
for our families and for ourselves, we've had to kind of straddle the lines. But inevitably, we'd like to only align ourselves with the light.
Sure, right on. Well, this is all very exciting, and it's interesting. We wish you guys the absolute best. I also want to know, okay, your tour, how much longer does this tour last?
The 10-year anniversary Don't You Fake It tour for Red Jumpsuit.
Uh-huh.
Technically, it ends this year. However, because of the baby, we had to shuffle some things around because when we announced the tour January 1st, we didn't know that we were pregnant yet.
Sure.
My wife and I. So, of course, there was some plans, you know, because we're good at, we actually are pretty good at projecting into the future with the band. Me and Randy were always talking about, that was one of the things we had with bad, old bad management, old labels. They would wait until the last second and do everything last minute, and then everybody's stressed out. Nothing works out right. People are always missing appointments, flights, this and that. It's always, it's just this huge, stressful ball of mess, and they're like, welcome to the industry. And we're always like,
it doesn't
like,
have to be that way.
Yeah, we're always like, this is just not how
it
has do it.
Yeah. We got rid of them.
Yeah that's
so
good.
Ever since we took over, it's been actually really simple. And, you know, you just do a little planning ahead. So some of that had to change because the due date is in September. So that wiped out September and October and August because you can be early or late. So now all of a sudden, you know, you have to accept what you can't control. And one of those things is a baby. It's coming when it wants to come. So we had to push back a couple of things. So technically the tour does end specifically for the U.S. this year, but there's a couple international shows that we moved to next year just to, there's still some fans out there that never got to see the record. So we're not going to deny them of that. So a few, there'll be a few guest little mini runs, I guess you would call it.
But sure.
You know, like I said, if the normal Red Jumpsuit tour all year long kind of thing is coming to a halt.
Okay. Well, the Red Jumpsuit apparatus, guys, we wish you, as we said, the best. Like, anything else you guys want to get out? Like, anything else you guys have to say this morning? That's pretty open-ended. I know that's pretty open-ended. I know it's pretty open-ended, but sometimes people are like, dude, I really wanted to get that out in the interview, and I didn't get a chance to. So
you could just say pass.
Blank check if you want it.
For me, I would just say, you know, Randy and I were talking about it earlier. There will be another album.
Uh-huh.
Never too soon to promote.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we look at it. And it's, you know, just like always, just kind of a, it's going to be the story of our spiritual progression and life and everything. It's called The Awakening.
Cool.
And it'll be out.
Man, you've already got a title for it.
That's true. Yeah. And we're already writing, and it'll probably be around sometime around 2018.
Okay, right on. I mean, heck, if Marvel's announcing movies into the 2020s.
You could do that for 2018.
You guys could announce
I recently was on IMDb and was seeing that. I didn't realize that until recently, and you can actually see what's going to be released for like the next 10, 15 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I was just blown away.
We're jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, that's
might
smart.
As well.
The only thing that sucks is someone can take your idea, but if you've already talked about it, then maybe you didn't take it.
Yeah, get it out now.
That's what I think some of it is. They're like, and in 2030, we're going to be doing this blank movie. It's like, you guys are just ripping us off.
Right. So if it's documented and put out there, sometimes it's actually better to do that than not saying anything at all.
Well, so take the name for the next album, then you've got it.
They're planning ahead like you guys do. Now, with Nikki and I, Nikki would plan really far ahead, but if you put me in charge of your itinerary, it would be...
It'd be back to that earlier messy
flights,
thing.
Last minute things.
Yeah.
I can't plan ahead for anything.
We all have our strengths and some weaknesses with it.